Hello, this is Andrea DeBell, and welcome to another episode of Bright Talk Radio, where we share practical wisdom for sustained happiness. You can always join the conversation by dialing 323-410-0961. And this week, we're going to provide you another bright-sized dose of happiness here at Bright Talk, and that's something for you to practice throughout the week until we meet again. And because I believe that to be able to grow, we do need to practice every day something. Otherwise, we stay in the same place. So it's important to continue to grow and to expand in who we really are. Our topic today is find yourself by fostering a spiritual practice. I love this topic because I do have a spiritual practice, and I think that is something very important that keeps me centered throughout my life. An example is that just a little while back, I got out of sync of my practice with my practice. I went to Boston to visit my brother and help him with his packing and moving. And he has two little kids, and with in between my nieces and the boxes and everything, I end up not finding the time to continue my spiritual practice. When I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is I pray, then I meditate. And I would wake up with my little nieces calling out to me or coming in, and I'd go and play with them. And even though there was adorable, sweet, and the best time spending with family, I did get out of sync with my meditation practice, and I noticed the difference throughout the days that I was there. And I got back, we were moving. So then I was got busy with all the moving and a new house, and I still wasn't quite making the time so dedicated that I usually do to my practice. And I did notice quite a few changes in my mood, in my steadiness, in my peacefulness. So I believe that it's very important that we do create a spiritual practice, whatever it is. So we find a time every day to connect within, to center ourselves, to balance ourselves, to notice what's important, to focus, to refocus, so we can have a better day every day. So I'll give you an example of what is my practice. And I believe having a spiritual practice also is what makes the difference of us just being aimless throughout life, or having that happy life, you know, that we have peace and focus in what we really want to follow. I start my day with a prayer time. As soon as I wake up, me and my husband have a prayer time. It's not long. And it's not like a set prayer, you know, like a Catholic prayer or any like institutionalized prayer. It's pretty much a way for us to reaffirm what we are thankful for. It's more like a thank you time, a gratitude time, and a way to refocus on what we are wanting for that day. It's nothing specific like, oh, I want to accomplish this. It's not like a goal setting time. It's mostly a time that we reconnect with the universe, the blessings that the universe has for us on that day, and what we are thankful for, and our true nature. So we reaffirm like our infinite nature and everything that we are able to be on that day. So something simple, like I said, no formulas, just what comes to us. And then after that, I follow with a meditation time. It's a 30-minute meditation, and that's my quiet time. That's my personal time, the way that I quiet, that I go within, that I can connect with myself. And that, for sure, is what gives me peace and clear focus and a clear mind throughout the day. Now, after that, it's not like, okay, I'm done and that's it. Throughout the day, I practice awareness. And that, for me, is very important. Is I become aware of what are my thoughts and my desires and my beliefs throughout the day. What is it that's coming through my mind? Whenever something that disrupts my day comes into my mind, I notice what kind of belief I'm holding. What kind of thought is going through my mind? And that's very important for us to continue to change, also to practice awareness. I believe for me is a big thing to continue to notice throughout the day what is actually that's going on in my mind, and actually if I'm connected within or not. Something else that I do, I practice listening. And I did have another episode that we talked about that, about following our inner guidance. So anytime that I encounter something that I'm in doubt, that I'm not sure where to go or what to do, I stop and I listen and I ask the question and I listen to my inner voice. I try to notice what's the ego voice, the one that jumps first and yells at me the answer. And I remain there still and try to listen to the other voice, that's quieter, that's steady, and that's the one that always brings happiness and brings me answer. So I do that, awareness and listening throughout the day. And at the end of the day, I close what I call my spiritual practice by framing the night. And by that I mean, I usually, we put on some spiritual readings when we go to sleep. Usually it's the Course in Miracles, and we go to sleep with that. Eventually, you know, it fades out and it stops, doesn't play all night. Or I'll do some spiritual reading, or I'll do imagining, which is something that I also had a show on that, which is framing the night, going to sleep, imagine something like, isn't this wonderful? Something wonderful is happening the next day. Again, it's nothing specific. It's just opening the channel for a wonderful day next day. It's prepping yourself to have the most blissful and amazing blessed day the next day. So we also sometimes do a prayer. And again, that's a gratitude prayer for the day and what happened on that day, and setting the mood for thankfulness for what's to come the next day. And sometimes I do a combination of those. Sometimes I do just one of them. But I do something before I go to sleep. So I frame them, my sleep the right way. That's what I go to sleep in my mind. So it infuses my dreams and the rest of my evening and sets me up for the morning. Now, this is just what I do. But there can be many, many phases to a practice. And it's up to you, depending on what you do with your time and what you like to do the most. So some people like meditation, and I highly recommend meditation. If it's something that you say, I don't like, I don't know how to do, I do have a guide on my blog at brighttalk.com that you can download. It's called Fast Track to Bliss, and that will guide you gently to starting a meditation practice. And I believe meditation is really one of the best things you can do for yourself in terms of spiritual practice. But there are many others. People can do chanting, and that can be something you do in the morning or a certain time of the day. That there's many spiritual chantings that people like to do, and I love chanting also. I haven't maintained a spiritual chanting practice, but I've gone on and off doing it. A yoga practice. People like to do it in the morning, or sometimes it is in the evening, in the middle of the day. It doesn't matter, but it's a wonderful way also to connect within. I'm not necessarily talking about the exercise yoga class, more like a connect within yoga. Listening, like what I said, is also a way to have a spiritual practice, just practice throughout the day, all the time listening to the guidance within. Reading spiritual materials is also another way to create a spiritual practice. It's just dedicate time every day to read something spiritual, something enlightening, something that will lift you up, and that will bring you new ideas, revelations, will connect you with really who you are. These are also important, spiritual readings. It can also be CDs that you listen in your car or at home or on your iPod. That's like keep you in the right frame of mind, keeps you connected, keeps you aligned with the right life that you want to have. Mindfulness is also another thing that I like to, that I recommend as part of a spiritual practice. It's just being aware of the moment, being in the moment all the time, instead of being in the future, instead of worrying, just practice being in the moment, being with everything that happens with you each moment. That's also a kind of a spiritual practice. And like I said, there are many, many other ways that you can create time for yourself and create time to connect with spirit. And those are just some ideas, but it's not really important exactly what you do, but that you create the time, that you foster a way to find yourself, to find your real self. I don't mean just your habits and the things that you like, but find who you really are, this infinite being with infinite potential. When you foster spiritual practice, start to connect with that who you really are. And you start to really notice that you are amazing and that you can achieve anything. So it's important that we create that time. You can even create an altar in your home or create a special space in your home that is quiet, or that you have like, you know, an altar. Some people call it puja. That you can create special elements, or you can have a candle, or you can have some soft music. Whatever is it that, even some incense or some scents, they're like aromatherapy, that brings you a centering, that brings you in alignment, that brings you to quietness. Now, when creating a space for spiritual practice, it's important that you implement, I think there are three things that are very important. I call the three biggies. One is consistency. For any practice to really work, we have to be consistent, right? It's not good that we just do once in a while. We have to stick with it for the long term. Yes, sometimes you see the results right away, but sometimes it takes a little bit longer. So don't get discouraged. Just stay with that practice, whatever it is that you choose to do. You can start as little with as 5 minutes a day. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be for an hour. It starts 5 minutes a day and just do it every day. Right? Just do it every day, 5 minutes a day. And then you can increase 6 and 7 and 8 minutes, just like that. Everything that we do in increments, it tends to work best because it tends to be long-term instead of jumping into something. Even when I try to change my waking up time, I want to start waking up, let's say, at 5 in the morning. So I start with 6, and then every day I switch a minute or so back, and then maybe I do 5 minutes, and then after a week with that, I do 10 minutes back, and all of a sudden I'm waking up by myself at 5 o'clock because my internal body has already aligned itself with that new time because I'm switching to it very slowly, and I'm gradually getting used to it. The same with a spiritual practice. You start with a little bit of time, 5 minutes, and you get used to that, and you start craving that. And you increase it by 10 minutes, and so on. For the next week, you do 15 minutes. And it's slowly, but it's surely, you get there. And it's not about a race. It's not about getting there faster than anybody or accomplish anything on a set train of mind. The goal here is long-term, is that you have something sustain a lifetime that you're creating, a new habit. So that goes into number two, which is discipline. It's creating that habit that you have. So you have to have the discipline until the habit is formed. So in the beginning, it's a new thing, so you don't have the habit. So you may let it slide, but you have to have the discipline to continue with that, to stick with that 10, 15, 5 minutes, whatever it is the time that you are, that you stay with that every day. Have that discipline to create that habit. After a month, the habit is almost, it's pretty much established. People say it takes 21 days to establish a habit. I try to go longer because I want to make sure it's set in place. So I go a month. Sometimes I go like 2 months. Let me see if I sustain this for 2 months. And then you're so used to that. You crave that time, right? You don't notice that's a big deal to do it anymore. In the beginning, it's like, how am I going to find the time to do it? After a while, it's like, you already know, you already created, you carved that space for yourself. So you want to make sure it's long-term. And number three is no compromises. Like, doesn't matter what's going on in your life, don't compromise your spiritual practice. Don't go like, oh, yes, because right now I'm going through a difficult time, I don't have time to meditate or to do prayer, whatever that your practice is. Doesn't matter what's going on in your life. Actually, the spiritual practice is what's going to help you with whatever is going on in your life. So make sure you keep that practice, because that is what is really going to keep you sane, right? That's what's going to keep you floating through whatever is going on, whatever turmoil is in your life. So even if you're going through great changes, you know, like childbirth, you know, like a new kid in your life, a new marriage, a move, a new job, any big change in your life or loss of job, keep that practice. Keep those precious minutes with you that you've carved for yourself so that you continue to have peace throughout any kind of hurricane that you're going through. I recommend bumping up your practice in the stage. Let's say you've already created a time for a meditation practice. So I'm going to give the example that I'm doing right now with my life. I've created the meditation practice in the morning. I do the 30 minutes, but I'd like to bump it up to also include an afternoon meditation of 30 minutes. And I've done it here and there, but I haven't been really consistent with that, of creating that space. So right now, with this post and with this radio show, I'm committing to bump it up and consistently stay with my meditation practice in the afternoon. And I've started about 2 days ago, I've started already with that. And I didn't start with the 30 minutes. I started with the 5 minutes one day and then the 10 minutes the next day, because I'm trying to create the time in the afternoon. Because before, when I tried that, I tried the 30 minutes in the afternoon, and it was hard for me to find those 30 minutes before dinner or when I came back from work. So now I'm starting slow, and I've been able to find the time, because like 5 minutes before dinner or 5 minutes after work, that I can make that, you know, I can find that time. So I'm creating that new habit slowly. And once I get to the 30 minutes after a month or a couple of months, or even maybe after 6 months, then I want to bump to next stage. I want to include a daily yoga practice. And I've been doing yoga here and there for a while, but not consistent. I'd like to do it daily. But I try to do them all at once, to include the afternoon meditation and the yoga practice daily together. And it has worked for maybe a few days, and then one falls away. Either I don't have time anymore to meditate, or all of a sudden I don't have time to do yoga. So this time I'm doing what has always worked best for me and what I suggest to bump it up in stage. So become something new. Once you have established one habit, pick up the next one. In my case, the afternoon meditation. And I'm going to do it for a little bit each day until I increase the time to the optimal time that I want, is 30 minutes. And after that, then I'll start the yoga practice. I'll probably do it in the morning, and I'll start with a 5 minutes, just some salutations, just stretches, and then I'll increase little by little. And I'll have to play with that one, see if it's the best time that I have is really in the morning or in the afternoon. But that's what I recommend, that to stay on track, you start little by little. So let's make a commitment, and you can go to my blog. I do have a post that's called Find Yourself by Fostering Spiritual Practice. You can go to brighttalk.com, which is BRITE-TALK.com. And over there you can post a comment and say, what's your commitment? What is it that you're vowing to do? What kind of practice are you starting? And you want to bump it up if you already have one. Let's support each other growing a practice and staying connected, and creating a community of people that are really following their spirit. Okay, so I hope to see you there and hear from you there. And there are also many other tools that you can find there. But until then, the Bright Size Dose of Happiness for this week is to create time each day to connect within. So that's pretty much make sure we start a practice or we bump up our practice, and create that time each day. Not once a week, not every other day, but each day. Let's stay committed to do that, and you notice the difference. Thank you so much for listening and for being here together. And until next time, with you always in my heart. Goodbye.